to stay the course. Stay the course. Some years ago, we, Nita and I and our two little boys, attended the Feast of Tabernacles in Lahaina, Hawaii. And a local tourist paper was an ad for a small sailboat that could be rented for a day or days, because there was another island offshore and you could go sail over there probably about 3 days over and back. And people did that. And the owner of this boat, I went down to the harbor and called him and went down, and the owner of the boat met me there, and we went for a quick sail out of the harbor and all that. And I could rig the sailboat. I have sailed before. But getting back in the harbor was a little tricky. And when you return, you go out, and we did it, went down with some friends of ours and later. But the key to all this is getting back in the slip, getting back in the harbor, and then going, putting the boat to rest. Now, the way this works is there's two lights. You can see them. You're outside the harbor. And there's two lights. One is way on a hill, away over the city, the town. And one is on a post right by the water's edge. So the trick is, these two lights, you have to line them up because they have a stove pipe over them. So you have to be pretty spot on to get these two lights. So you move to the left or to the right until they are lined up. Simple, all right? That's not so simple. But to keep these two lights aligned, you have to work with the wind. And you've heard of the wind of Lahaina, where everything was burnt down. That came through and it just wiped that town out. So sometimes in the ocean, you have pretty strong winds. And also there's a tide that runs from the left to the right. So you have to work with that. And the problem is, there's a reef as you go in the harbor, and the Coast Guard or somebody cut a hole in the reef, cut a ditch. So you have to line up the two lights, and you start with a buoy offshore, and you got to maintain your course. You can't looking around or doing anything. You have to pay attention. And if the lights vary, you know, it was a tiller, not a steering wheel. And you have to work your way and stay the course. And as you come up, you cut through that reef. And it's simple. It's really simple. Only trouble is, you better pay attention to what you're doing. You have to stay the course. Okay? And that's what I want to talk about today. And if you don't stay the course, like that was in the boat, you're going to have a very, very bad day. I mean, a bad day. And it'd be embarrassing to get hung up on that reef. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 3:11. 1 Corinthians 3:11. And Paul writes to the Corinthian church, "For other foundation can no man lay that than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So he's our cornerstone. He's the one we have to look to. Now, if any man build upon this foundation of gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, whatever, in 3:13, of every man's work shall be made manifest. So everything we do is going to be reviewed. Fact of life. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So what's he talking about? I think it's Peter, James, Paul's writings are sometimes hard to understand. But what he's saying is, like gold and silver, you have to heat it. And then, as someone said it here, the gold is heated and it melts, and then you have to scrape off the dross. Now, I never worked with gold or silver, but I sure worked with lead, because I was a fisherman, even to the extreme. I made my own sinkers, I had a boat, and I just couldn't get enough of being out in the ocean. So I found out that you have to melt the lead and then you scrape off the dross, and then you pour. I made my own molds, zip, 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 and you could come up with a beautiful sinker. It was great. It was fun. 14, if any man's work endure, it says abide in my Bible, but endure, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive award. You have to endure. You have to stay the course. You were baptized. You attend church. The feast days, you're here. So, but you have to do it time after time. There's no backing down. There's no turning away. This is it. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so by fire. You're going to be tried like fire. It's a fact. Now, this is talking about the evaluation of believers and being tried like gold and silver, to bring out the best in you. I wrote down us, but it's the best in all of us. That's why you're here. He is seeing who will stay the course and who will change course or direction or give up. If you change course or direction, you'd be like one of those boats. You're stuck on a reef and no telling what would happen. How many people, how many sailors through the eons of time have drowned? Thousands. Thousands. So let's go to Matthew 25:20 and see how this works. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents. 25:20, Matthew, saying, Lord, thou delivered unto me 5 talents, and behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents. So he had 10 talents. His Lord said unto him, 25:21, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of the Lord. In 22, he also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you have delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents. Beside, in the 25:23, his Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things." Over a few things. You don't have to be a big entrepreneur and make billions of dollars. Just a few things. "I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of the Lord." And 24, "Then he which had received one talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you, that you were a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not strawed, or squandered or waste.'" God's got to deal with you. You know, he doesn't want you to waste it. He wants you to stay on track. "And I was afraid and went and hid the talent in the earth. And lo, there has that talent. His Lord answered and said unto him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap and that I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou ought therefore to put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine owner with usury.'" In other words, he put it in the bank. You know what that means. You put it in the bank. Got 3%. "Take therefore the talent from him and give unto him that has 10 talents. Now that's important that you understand that. If you stay the course and do what you're supposed to do, and I will cover that, you will get an extra reward, probably, because God wants everybody to work, to qualify. And it seems to be a theme of this feast. Stop there. In the past, we have had people say, "Oh, you need a theme. What's the theme for the feast?" We don't have to figure out a theme and print it up and put, you know, it above me. And it doesn't work that way. I've seen time after time, if reviewing the notes of a feast, it comes out of a theme. The speakers don't get together and plot this. It happens. And I can't explain it. I can explain it. But you know. You know. Think about it. Who's in this room? "For unto..." I went off there. "For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he that has abundance. But for him that shall not... hath not shall be taken away even that which he has." And it's only fair to those who work hard. "And cast you, the unprofitable servant, into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth," and it will be sad. But you have to have order in what God's going to plan out, what God has planned out for us. You know, the world tomorrow will not be a disorderly place with people demonstrating and complaining. No, it doesn't work that way. And think about this. You're going to get a job assignment from Jesus Christ. He's the judge. Can you imagine that? He'll say, "Here's some paperwork, and this angel will," and I'm making this up, "this angel will take you over there. And you're to do and check back with me. You know, you're going to be assigned something to do, a task. Why? Because you can be trusted. Because you stayed the course. Get it? What a reward. If you can't figure this out, I don't know. And each of you have talents and abilities. And that will be harvested and Christ will use it. It's a perfect plan. So let's go to Philippians 3 and 12. Philippians 3 and 12. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also I am apprehended in Christ. In other words, attain, to take. You're given the Holy Spirit, and you have to seize the day. And he says that here. 3:13, brethren, I count not myself to apprehend, to seize or take, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. Because you have to move forward. You understand? You have to move forward every day. You have to get up and do what's right. I press forward, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. There it is, a high calling. You're going to be used. Boy, it sounds good to me. A few years ago, downtown Junction, at the Feast of Tabernacles, I was down there. And it was afternoon, and I was having coffee, and they were pouring cement. It's like 5 years ago, five, maybe six. Well, this coming spring, they're going to tear that all out and redo it. See? Millions of dollars. They weren't happy. Huh. We have one regime come in, and another one comes in, and another one... What do you have? Chaos. But that's the way it is. Live with it. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. God works with you, just like he works with the speakers. I don't know. It just, some things happen. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. The Ten Commandments. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. Paul left a sample, a pattern, if you please. And I was listening to Ron Dart this morning, and he reminded me that tradition has it that Paul was sawed asunder. Awful. How awful. But he's going to be a super man to have around in the millennium because he qualified. Went way beyond what I'm able to do. Proverbs 4:23. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it the issues or outgoings of life. life. You're going to go back and live life again and do the battle. Put away from thee a perverse mouth and a perverse lips. Put far away from you. Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before you. Weigh, in 26, weigh the path of your feet, or ponder. But I like weigh. Look at it. Weigh it in your mind where you go and what you do and what you say. And let your ways be established. And 4:27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. See, it's just like being in that boat. Don't go left. Don't go right. Don't let the wind blow you or the storm or whatever, but stay the course. It's right there. I paraphrase and reworked it a little bit, but the idea is there. Hebrews, let's go back, 12:1. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also have compassion about with so great a cloud of witnesses, the Bible, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily besiege us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And that's what I'm trying to encourage you to remember and do. And you will. You will. And 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, whom for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Pretty neat. They had a plan, and Christ executed the plan and qualified. And he has a plan for you, but you just have to work and be diligent. And do not grow weary. So we'll read about that. Hebrews 12:3. Don't grow tired. And it says, Hebrews 12:3, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. I have a problem with that because my body's falling apart on me, and I don't like it. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speak unto you as little children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord. There it is again. You're going to have problems. I have problems. And things will happen, and it'll aggravate you. But you have to stay the course and watch your mouth and watch your what you say and how you walk and all that. I just covered it. Nor faint when you are rebuked of him. See, you got to endure it. I have to picture, I'm going to get out of this someday. And what I do is I have Nita, and I have two boys and a great two young grandchildren there. And they keep me on my toes. And they come over and installed my computer, 13 years old. Oh, go off again. We were out on our patio, and my 13-year-old grandson comes over, and he has this helicopter thing, and he sits down talking to me, and he puts a camera on it, and then he puts his phone up, where I can see it. He can see it. And it flies up and turns around. It's dark, and it's got lights on it. And it goes out down our field, comes back. And he lands it on a little chair. And I'm amazed. I watched the whole thing from what was seen by that helicopter, that gyrocopter, on his phone. And he captured it. He's 13. When I was in the Army, they had a drone, and they sent it off, and it crashed. Multi-project, big thing. Zoom, went over there, crashed. And yet my son has the knowledge and the ability. You have knowledge, you have ability, and you just have to stick with it. Please, stick with it. And when God chastens you and spanks us, don't come whining to him. Says don't when you're rebuked of him. Let's go on here. 12:6. For whom the Lord loved, he chastened and scourged every son whom he received. Ouch. Going to have trouble. But that's part of the plan. Just go with it, overcome it, work with it, fight it, whatever it is. 12:7. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with son. Wow! As a son, as I dealt with my sons and my grandchildren. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? What father has not spanked his little kid's bottom? It's part of life. Now, let's look at the cost. Let's go back to Luke 9:57. Oh, I'm stuttery today. 9:57, Luke. And it came to pass that as we went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds have the air, have nest, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Luke 9:59. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first, I go bury my father. Well, that's pretty important. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury the dead, but go you and preach the kingdom of God. So he kind of gave him another chance. Go ahead, bury your dead, but you teach the kingdom of God. So as opportunity comes to you, grab it. You know, I'm up here, and it's an opportunity. I had to grab it. And you're here. Grab this opportunity. The fellowship is so much fun to watch and to see. You're a wonderful bunch. Just fabulous. Luke 9:61. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my home and at my house. So he had a place to go. He wanted to go say goodbye to his family. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. and people who attended, I attended with over the years, I don't know where they are. I don't know what happened. But they don't go to any church. In fact, they kind of dropped off the face of the earth. You go to the computer and type in their name and nothing comes up, or where they're from and their name. So don't let that happen. You are here. You understand what's going on. And you have the hand. And don't look back. You have to endure whatever's dealt to you. Now, the conclusion. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 12:13. One of my favorites. Now, Solomon wrote that, but Solomon had everything. He had knowledge. God talked to that man twice. And he had the wisdom. But what did he do? He married many, many wives. He built churches for them, pagan places. But let's see what he says. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. In other words, read about him. What does he want? Oh, it's here. And keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This is such a great scripture because it boils it down to just a few words. That's your duty. I'm going to get off here, but our duty as a unit here is to keep the commandments of God. Simple. And Ecclesiastes 12:14, for God shall bring every work unto judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So you have to stay the course that you've chosen. And I have to do the same. We can't back out now. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't get discouraged and do some dumb thing. I had a man work for me, a young kid, and he committed suicide. It was a bad day for the whole bunch of us, for the college. What a awful thing. Stay the course that's mapped out in your Bible. And fear God. And finally, keep his commandments. And you'll be there. You will.